What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Voice Note Review. Chelsea losing 2-0 at Goodison Park today. Now, before we start, I think it's fair to say that we did think that Everton is a tough place to go. We did say that, you know, we haven't won there since 2017. However, that was horrendous and is another sign of the position Chelsea are in right now. Lackluster performance. You know, when I'm trying to be positive and I'm clutching at straws, and I thought Mudryk had a better game. I thought Amanda Breuer offered more presence than Nico Jackson, and that was shown when Jackson came on later in the game. I'm clutching at straws. Overall, the quality and the play at Chelsea, everything, like the quality of how we're run, the quality of the players on the pitch, everything at Chelsea has fallen off the edge of a cliff. And I had a phone conversation with my dad after the game where he sort of said he doesn't recognise the club anymore. And he's been supporting Chelsea for 55 years. You know, this is a man who's, you know, seen everything. And he said to me, he went, this is the worst it's ever been. And you might think, well, Chelsea's been relegated. Chelsea's been in horrendous positions, financial issues. He's gone, yeah, all of that, yeah. But, you know, you knew where you stood. You knew where you needed to go and what you needed to do. Right now, there's nothing, they don't have a clue. And it's an absolute mess. Game itself, shocking, poor, improvements needed. Pochettino's comments post-game, completely valid. But slowly but surely, I think people are turning against him, rightfully or wrongfully. We'll obviously address that ourselves in the full pod. But yeah, terrible performance by Chelsea. But I'll hand you over to Jordan and to Tobes for their thoughts on just Chelsea's lack of identity and the lack of leaders within the squad.
Did anyone expect any different? Did anyone really go into that game thinking that would be anything other than a loss to nil? We were never going to. We could have played for 3 weeks. We weren't going to score. And you knew that was going to be the case. Low block. We struggle. We don't do anything. Other team gets a goal. Yeah, standard. A standard Goodison Park Chelsea performance in general, to be honest. I don't really know where we go from here to be fair. Because as much as I want to give Poch time and I want him to show me a reason to trust and everything, we shouldn't be this bad. And this is not a Poch issue. This is a squad issue. This is an ownership issue. Where Fulham just have got back-to-back 5-0 wins after losing half their goals in Mitrovic. And we can't expect more. Bournemouth, Iriola came in the same time as Poch. They've just gone away to United, won 3-0, while we couldn't even turn up for it. And we can't expect more? I don't know. It doesn't feel like Chelsea. It feels a long way from feeling like Chelsea. I've watched that game, maybe that's one of the most detached games I've ever endured, to be honest. Because I knew what the score would be. Or, you know, I thought it'd be 1-0, but it was actually 2, so it was worse. It was obvious. And I didn't feel like we were ever going to do anything different. I didn't feel they were going to show any intensity in fight, and they didn't really do that. I don't know. I don't want the guy gone, but I'm sat there side-eyeing. I think Mourinho will end up coming in, if I'm honest. I do think that will be the case. They love a bit of PR, and that'll get the fans back inside a bit, and maybe we'll turn some of these boys into men. But I'm sat there side-eyeing someone like Simeone. If you can prize him out of Atletico, I'd probably jump at the chance, which is sad to be thinking that, because want this to work out, but this doesn't feel like Chelsea.
I think I'm just sort of echoing Tobes, really. I don't think exactly like Tobes said, I don't think anyone expected anything different. There was hope, of course. You know, you hope the boys can produce something, anything that was better than that performance. I don't know where to go. I'm not a director of football at a Premier League club. I really don't understand. I think there's issues. You could say there's issues in every single aspect of the club at the moment. I'm speechless, honestly. I think, obviously, it's classic football. The blame lies, at the end of the day, unfortunately, with the manager. But I think at the moment, barring any... And we don't know what's happening at Cobham. We don't know what's going on behind the scenes with the boys and between the manager, what the relationship between the manager and the ownership is. We don't know. And everyone's just sort of floating opinions around like they know everything. No one has a clue apart from people involved in the club. And I think we have a bunch of kids that are learning, essentially learning on the job. Two of our really key signings are injured, in Nkunku and Lavia. They were both supposed to be quite a big part of the season, and both went down early. Obviously before the season even started, really. And yeah, I really don't know what the options are. I wouldn't say no to Mourinho. I think it's crazy to say that I think he's a bit of an old school manager. I think he loves the players, and they tend to love him back, as we saw from his stints. Well, for the first 2 years of his stints at most places, he gets on side with the boys. I just don't know. I don't know. I have no words. I'm speechless, disappointed, obviously. I think Chelsea fans need to brace themselves for a very, very long and dark road ahead. I think it's going to get worse before it gets better, really. I'm hoping that Nkunku coming back, I think he needs to come back as soon as possible. I'm hoping he'll inject a bit of freshness into the side, because it's just so stale, stagnant. I don't know where the goals come from. Mudryk tries, but he, at the moment he's super raw. I don't know. I don't know, guys. I think it's going to be a long time before Chelsea are back even competing. But, you know, we move up the Chelsea.